Final round of locker room chats here in 2022, continuing tonight here on KNZA 103.9 as we talk now about the Jefferson West Tigers, where we're at here early on in the first couple weeks of the season. We're now joined by the girls' head coach, John Malloy. And let's dive into it, Coach. We appreciate it as always. And let's go back to Tuesday, get that first win, finally get it here in a couple weeks. But it's never easy taking on a Big 7 team. And Perry LeCompton, you got them at home and able to get that first win, 39-24. Take us back to that one on Tuesday. What you like from your team and getting that first dub of the year?
Well, I mean, we're finally having a little bit of success defensively. That's, you know, the first three games we're giving up high 50s to all teams, and that's just uncharacteristic of Lady Tiger basketball. I think last year we were number one team in the Big 7 as far as giving up points allowed, around 35 points a game, and that's kind of always been our mantra. If we keep teams under 40, then we got a, you know, good chance of winning the game. But starting off the season, we're giving up tons of points, and we're just not, a powerful enough offensive team to be able to keep up with teams when we're going to allow 55-plus points a game. So that's what we've been stressing in practice and just trying to get, our inexperienced girls to learn how to play varsity-level defense. And so then we get into Tuesday night's game versus Perry, and we kind of had a strategy. We started off a little bit of zone, then we went back to man for pretty large chunk of the time, and then we're back to zone a little bit and just trying to take that energy we had on the man-to-man defense and take that into the zone, and it worked out for us. We were able to keep our opponent to 24 points, and we didn't have a prolific scoring night by any means. I think we scored 39, but it was enough to win, and it was a good first win for the season.
You know, let's talk about the schedule for a minute. You know, you open the season against the number two ranked team in 3A in Silver Lake. Royal Valley has two of the better players in the league, and then a Riverside team that's jumped out to an early undefeated start, and then, of course, Perry most recently. But the difficulty of this schedule early on, do you see it kind of helping you, preparing you for the Big 7 slate as usual and getting you set for a real run once we get after the holiday break?
Well, the Big 7 is, to me, is the toughest 3A league in the state. Every year, I think maybe until last year, we've had at least one representative in the state championship game for 4 or 5 years. So if you can compete in the Big 7, then you're set up for postseason play. You're prepared to play at the postseason level. As far as our early schedule, I don't see it getting any easier. Silver Lake obviously is their next level. Royal Valley has got some scores. Riverside is up and coming. We played, Perry was a good win for us. Then we turn around and play Sabetha and Holden. I just don't see any of them being easy, at least for us. If we're able to pull out another victory or two here before Christmas, they're going to be grinded out wins. We're not going to run away from anybody. But, 3 years ago when was the last time that we went to the state tournament, we beat 22-0 Riley County in the sub-state championship to make it to the state tournament. We started that season off 1-4. And, we had a bunch of young girls that were in that, in starting that year as well. But we finished that season winning 7 out of our last 8, including that sub-state championship, to make to the state tournament. So that's why I keep reminding the girls that we just got to get better. Every day in practice, we got to get better. And every time we come in the game, let's just be better this game than we were last. Even if we don't pull out off the W, if we can just get a little bit better defensively, figure out offensively who's in the mix and who's going to be able to contribute, that's our goal. Our goal is to be playing our best basketball by February.
Found the coach real quick, about another 30 seconds, 60 seconds here with you. A couple games here before the holiday break. It starts with Sabetha on Friday and then Holton on a Tuesday. Take us through those couple of scouts real quick, and what's the expectations here for the next few days getting ready for that holiday break?
I think both games are going to be, winnable games for us. Not that they're any lesser of an opponent. I just think that if we play like we're capable of playing, that we can compete with both of them. Whether that actually plays out into a W in either game, I don't know. We expect Sabetha to play their 2-3 zone. So, Perry played a lot of 2-3 zone on Tuesday night. So we've got a little bit of preparation for that. Not sure. I haven't scouted Holton yet. I know they've got a few wins under the belt, and they played Nemaha pretty well earlier in the season. So, I think both teams are going to be tough. And we're going to have to play our better basketball. But again, if we can kind of figure out how to keep them under 40, then I think we give ourselves a chance in both games.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach John Malloy joining us here, coming off the first win of the year against Perry LeCompton. They'll get the likes of Sabetha and Holton here on Friday and Tuesday, respectively, to wrap up the 22 portion on the schedule. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here these next couple of games, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks after the holiday break.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.